You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
After Buzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin, and Evan is out fighting crime, but we have somebody joining us, a special co-host. Yeah. We have the King of... The King of County Kid?
The King's County Kid.
The King's County Kid. I'm like, what is that? From Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, yes, the Lord of Flatlands. So glad to be part of the festivities. You ever seen the movie Florida Flatbush? Well, I'm from Flatlands. It's a neighborhood in Brooklyn. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Welcome.
It's always a new thing with Flobo. We have amazing stuff. We're going to be doing news. We're going to be doing all that good stuff. But as you can see, right beside Flobo, we have a very special guest, and there's no exception today. I'm so happy she could be in studio. She's a WOW superhero, cousin of the legend Selena Majors, who we had on the show, too. Amazing. Superhero Jessie Jones.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you for coming in. When I heard you come in the studio, I was just like, I love having in-studio guests because it just makes it every, like, you know, even a little bit more popping.
Oh, for sure.
So let's get into some news first.
Oh, yeah.
Women's Wrestling News.
Top story today, Ronda Rousey really misses the square circle. Former WWE Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey hasn't competed in the ring since her losing her title to Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 35. Even though she spent the family time away with her growing family, and even there's rumors out there she wanted to start a family, doesn't mean that competing is on her mind. Just recently, she uploaded a video of her just itching to get back into the squared circle, whether or not she was going to the store to order table ladders and chairs, or cut a promo of a jar of jelly in her refrigerator. Ronda Rousey really misses her time away from the ring, and I think the highlight for there was her quick appearance of D-Von Dudley from Team 3D himself. Check that out before.
No, I see it.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty comical. The fact that she just can't stand being away from the ring that long. And her husband even says in the video, you can go back whenever you want. And she's like, I know, but I just mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, yeah, she's been, well, interviews through TMZ, she's been talking about, like, wanting to be pregnant and stuff like that. But it's one of those catch-22s, because I think Brie had that issue, too. She had to step away in order to get pregnant.
Right.
But I think once an athlete, always an athlete. It's in your blood.
Absolutely.
Like, whether it is wrestling or, you know, UFC, like, you always have those juices in. So, I mean, let Ronda be Ronda. Maybe she will make a mini comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't
sure.
think she has, like, that weekly contract.
Jesse, I'll ask you a question. You ever, like, someone cut you off in traffic? You ever cut a promo on them?
All the time. Especially out here in California.
Oh, gosh, yeah. LA is.
Yeah, exactly. Also, former WWE champion AJ Lee Mendez confesses she starved for a year. Get this. Appearing on a recent episode of Fair Game with Katie Leahy, she described her past experiences trying to make her way into professional wrestling and how she broke in, saying that in order to save for an open tryout with WWE of a price of $1,500, she scrimped and saved and starved herself, quote-unquote, for over a year. Even though her appearance was more to promote her book, Crazy Is My Superpower, shows how much of an advocate for mental health AJ Lee is. She has accomplished so much in her time as an active competitor.
Yeah, I mean, WWE doesn't acknowledge her, which is kind of, you know, sucky, but you know, it is what it is. She has, I've seen her making the rounds for her book, and she's been doing like a lot of comic book store appearances and appeared at a lot of the comic cons. I mean, sometimes you have to make those sacrifices. When I moved, I ran away from home when I was 17. I was living in Los Angeles for about 6 months. I was living off a loaf of bread, and like I would just toast it, and on good weeks I would get the Parmesan cheese and I'd sprinkle the Parmesan on the toasted bread.
Like that a loaf of bread a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what, and maybe Kool-Aid. It was like good week. Yeah. But I was literally water and bread.
Yeah.
When I was like, I was trying to get, my goal was to get a track scholarship and I was here and it was like, I'm not going home until I get it.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just got to make those sacrifices.
Convergence there. So you know you're sacrificing. What does that mean about your mental health and strain? How do you go through that? Just feeling like, man, there's something better coming, but
you
right
don't think
now,
about
really,
it.
Like,
you don't think about the food. If your goal is to become this, like, I never thought about the food because it's just like, okay, this is not going to last forever. So it's just like, you don't think about, oh my God, I'm so hungry. Like, this is not, you know, you work out every day. Well, I was working out every day and I would just do what I needed to do.
Man, that's dedication.
And that Parmesan cheese was hella good when I got the money for it. Like, yes, Parmesan cheese.
Exactly. Yeah, so gotta treat yourself for once in
a
while.
Yeah, I know. I got that extra cash. I used to, like, twist hair. Like, it was...
Do you still do that? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay, I'm scared.
I used to, like...
I don't know. I don't have any hair. I'm just asking.
There's a whole bet. Like, I learned how to do things when I was a teenager, and that's how I was able to survive in Los Angeles, because I wasn't, like, here. Like, I wasn't here legally, so I just had to make money. So I twist hair and do nails for, like, you know, $10.
And if there's ever one town where everyone has, like, 12 hustles, it's this one.
Yeah.
Like, everyone does, like, everything / everything, right?
It's crazy. All right, so let's get into it. Thank you, Flobito, for the news.
My pleasure.
Jesse Jones, you've been around for a minute.
I've been around for a little while, since about 2005.
Wow. So let's start from, how do you see women's wrestling, the change from women's wrestling from 2005 to now? What have you seen as far as differences?
We're no longer just like a popcorn match. Like, women are actually being given a platform and a stage to show that they can compete, entertain, and do what they do just as well as any man can do it. So I think that's amazing. We can actually, like, attribute a lot of that to AJ Lee's Give Women's Wrestling a Chance.
Mm-hmm.
I think she got the ball rolling.
And then, for some of you guys who don't know, you're part of WOW. You've been part of WOW for a minute. I was just telling you that I saw you at the Belasco, because I saw my first WOW live show last year. I believe it was in September they had it.
Mm-hmm.
And you came on, and you cut the most amazing promo that, like, you know, sometimes when people cut promos, you're like, I don't know if this is, like, real or not. Like, this is truly this person. But, like, I disliked you and liked you, because you're, like, amazing. You couldn't tell the difference. And that's what I love about people who cut really great promos. So, kudos to you. You definitely evoked emotion, and I absolutely loved it. So tell us your experience about WOW. Tell us your experience with WOW.
I actually got suggested to go to WOW by Leilani Kai. She was the one who told Selena, hey, because they wanted, you know, she's like, you need to, like, get this girl. So, so I came in, and it's been absolutely insane. Like, it's so incredible, and there's so much talent, and just passion behind, like, everything that's in it, you know. And you have, like, Jeannie Buss, who's a huge women's advocate, and mm-hmm. then, you know, you've got Selena Majors, who's, you know, she's the head trainer, and she just loves wrestling, and she just, it's just, I feel so blessed to, like, be there. Never in my whole life could you have told 13-year-old me who was watching Stone Cold on TV that I was going to be a WOW superhero. No way.
Yeah, to train under Selena, like, so much. We had her on the show, and she was just talking about, you know, how she used to, like, send out tapes to places. To train out somebody who has so much knowledge, I mean, that's, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
How do you describe WOW to someone who's like, well, what's the difference between this promotion and that promotion? What makes WOW stand out?
WOW stands out because it's wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't wrestling. There's a difference.
Yeah, that's what's like, what's the difference?
But, like, the difference is, like, it's not being pretty or, like, being cool and being tough and doing a whole bunch of, like, fancy moves. Like, it's what people love about wrestling. It's the characters, it's the drama, it's the storylines, it's what made you fall in love with wrestling,
mm-hmm.
not wrestling. Like, they're sticking true to it, and that's what's great about it.
I'm gonna start using that, because I like wrestling.
Yeah, totally. Down home.
I like the story. I like the story behind it. Like, sometimes people or promotions just show, like, oh, they're just wrestling. You're like, what? Why is this happening?
No.
I don't understand the storyline behind it. Why do they not like each other? I don't get it. So
it's good guy versus bad guy. You know, it's the fight of good and evil with, like, the character that you love or that you hate, and you're emotionally invested. You know, that's wrestling. Like, you are in it.
It's definitely a good point, because I remember the original WOW, and I mentioned a little bit before the show, with the original WOW, they had, like, one of the first all-female pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. I remember saving up and giving my dad the cash at the end of the month to buy it, because it was a cage match in the main event, and I said, this is the beginning. I thought this was the real beginning for me, so anyone in part of WOW, I'm always like, wow, man, props.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank yeah. you. Also a cancer? What? Hey, my birthday was last Tuesday. I'm just saying. It's the best season.
And, you know, I do love cancers. My brother's a cancer. Okay. It's very, like, even keel people. You're not, like, too, like, up and down. Although, I think you got... No, those are Geminis. No, yeah, okay. You got...
I appreciate that.
So, anything special for your birthday?
Yeah, I actually got to go to Catalina Island with one of my very best friends.
Did you tell them it's your birthday? Did they give you the free ride?
No, they said they don't do that no more. Oh. They quit it like 2 years ago, but had a blast.
Oh, I love Catalina's amazing.
I've never been.
You have to.
You gotta go.
Yeah. My selling point is usually like go when your birthday is, but they don't do that anymore. Because that's when I went on my birthday and they give you that free ride over. So now as far as wrestling, like, the storyline is that you are the daughter of Tracy Smothers. And I actually like listened to an interview and you're telling me like how like you're not really the daughter, but you guys put this all together and you have sisters and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and you're sticking to this, which is great. Because a lot of people, like I see a lot of interviews, but a lot of people actually think this is a thing. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, no, this is all, like, made up. So how did that come about for people who don't know?
All right. So I'd contacted him when I was coming back from Louisiana. And I was like, you know, I'd really like to get on the road, further my training. You know, I want to learn, help you do, like, I'll do whatever. Like, let me in the car. I'll do absolutely anything you need. And we had a loop, like, 4 days on the road. And there was people on these shows, like Ricky Morton and Tommy Rich and Bobby Eaton. Mm-hmm. Like old school guys, you know, that he pops. And I call him Pops because he's not my dad, but he's my dad.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that he's known him forever. And they're like, that's your real kid. Is that your real kid? Like, just, I guess, because of how, like, I carried myself or how I talk on the microphone or like in the way that I would wrestle and stuff, like, and so we're on the way back literally and he's in the car and he's like, look, he's like, these guys have known me forever and they think that you're my real kid. He's like, we're gonna tell people that. And I'm sitting here telling him, like, Tracy, that ain't gonna work. Like, I've been in wrestling already for like 3 years in, like, you know, little places in Kentucky and Indiana and Tennessee. He's like, look, we're gonna come up with a story. He was like, if I swear to it and you swear to it, he's like, they can't disprove it. And then he's like, if you start a fire, you pour gasoline on it. And it was his idea, his whole thing. So I actually was cleaning houses for this doctor, mm-hmm. right? And he worked for a hospital in Louisville. So I like Google image searched a document for a paternity test. So I go in and I edit this paternity test and put mine and his names on it. The doctor that I work for takes this flash drive to the hospital. I ain't kidding.
Yes.
He prints it off on hospital letterhead and signs it. So even if you're like, there's no way that's true, we've got a DNA test. You search the DNA test, it's going to come up for a real hospital. If you search the doctor, he's really on board at the hospital. Like,
yes.
You couldn't disprove it and we would swear to it and we would just, like, we had the story in and out. Like, we practiced to stint, like, I could tell you the story and break down in tears to where you believed it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody believed it.
Oh, everybody, but when you look it up, and it wasn't until I, like, saw that there was an interview where you told the same story. When you look it up, that's the fact.
Oh, wow.
Like, Wikipedia and all the, like, everybody says she is the daughter of.
That's amazing.
And
it's
like, this is awesome. Because when I heard the story, I had to rewind it back. It's like, wait a minute, so she's not the daughter?
Yeah. 2019, to, like, to fool so many people, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, trust me. I met, like, Dixie Carter. I met Jerry Lawler. Like, you name them, I met them, and they believe that I was, you know, his daughter. And Tommy Rich stills, like, he's like, y'all are just running a rib. I know that's your kid. He's like, she's not really my daughter. He's like, okay. I ain't kidding.
Oh, man. Shout out to everyone in the chat here interacting with us. We are reading your questions. Joseph Boza has a question for you. He says, how do you get your WOW name, Jesse Jones? Because fans of OVW probably know you as either Jesse Bell or Jesse Bell Smothers.
Mm-hmm. That was them. They gave it to me. Mm-hmm. They was like, Jesse Jones. And I'm like, all right, cool. I don't care.
I mean, it's so similar, but it's so, you know, it's, at least you have the first part of your name. So, yeah. I mean, it works out.
Is there a difference in your character as far as your process, or it's kind of very similar?
It's very, very similar as the fact that I'm a redneck. And a lot of the girls, like, that have been given totally different characters, they're like, well, how come you're pretty much exactly the same? And I'm like, have you heard me talk? Like, they really can't make me do anything but be a redneck unless they put a mask on me.
So now, because we're in this PC era, explain for those who don't know
the term redneck?
I'm just a country girl who likes to fish and hike and hunt, and you know, I know how to live off the land. I know how to golf ball a deer. I know how to clean a fish.
Wait, golf ball a deer? Yeah, what is that?
What is that?
You haven't done that? Welcome back to Golf Ball Deer.
You got your deer and you field dressed it, and there's more than one way to skin a cat, you know how they say. Right. So you take your knife and you're gonna like slit the deer here and all the limbs, and right. then you have it hanging from like a barn tied up. You're gonna pull the tough back, stick a golf ball underneath of it, wrap a rope around it, tie it to a truck hitch, and just take off, and it'll whoosh.
Wow.
Yeah, we do that.
Living the gimmick. There is no gimmick. Wow. That's where you are.
I don't think I'll do it, but I like that.
Wow wants me to get video footage of it when hunting season comes back around.
So when is hunting season?
It's in the fall.
You can't hunt out of season. You can't hunt out of season.
No, you can't. No.
Okay, so golf ball deer and honey. Is hunting season like...
They have different seasons. There's like black powder and bow and, you know, like...
I went fishing one time in my life. I can't.
You can fish at any time. Right. You just have to have a fishing license.
Yeah.
So
I'm learning so much.
I love the pictures up here in the video of actually how to golf a deer.
Ugly.
Yikes.
That's crazy. Okay, so as far as women's wrestling, we've seen a lot happen. Anything that you want to do in your career that you haven't done thus far?
You know, not really. Like, I used to really be like, I want to be in WWE. And honest to goodness, when I first started wrestling, like, I started off as a manager, and I just wanted to wrestle. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it, for the little small towns. And then I was like, I want to make it to OVW. And I did that. And then I was like, no, I'm good. And then I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I can make it to WWE. And that was the goal. And then, like, I was like, you know, that ain't going to happen. And then I made it to WOW. And I'm like, wow. I was like, this is awesome. Like, it's wrestling, like, my style, mm-hmm. like, the way that I do things. And like, their schedule, like, allows me to, like, still do independence and everything. And it's like, it's, I feel like I've accomplished everything. Like, I was like, I made it to national TV. And I never even thought that I'd even step into a ring as a wrestler. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I've actually got to be a superhero. Like, little kids are like, can I have your autograph? And I'm like, that's so crazy to me. Like, you couldn't have told little me watching Stone Cold that people would be like, can I have your autograph? Mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
And then representation too, like the differences between now or then and now, and you have little girls want to be like you, and they're seeing good examples versus, yeah. especially with WOW, you see, you know, different sizes and shapes, so everybody could see their, something that looks like them do it, like doing wrestling. Yeah. So that's what I really love about WOW. It's just so much diversity.
Exactly. It shows you that absolutely anybody, it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, where you're from, like, you can do it if you're willing to, like, work hard enough for your goal. So
now, as far as WOW is concerned, I know you can't tell us about the filming, because I wasn't there this last one, unfortunately. You can't tell us too much about the filming, but is there somebody that you want to have a match with in WOW that you haven't had a match with yet, that you really just want to beat the brakes off of them?
That I want to beat the brakes off of? So many to choose from. You know, I'm just about any of them. Just a little out any of them. Jessie Jones, she doesn't really have any issues with Tessa Blanchard or Havoc or Hazard or any of them. But, like, a lot of the new girls, mm-hmm. Jessie Jones just wants to get in and show them what's what and what they're getting into.
I know. I think I saw one promo where Selena asked you to train somebody and you, like, essentially tore her shoulder or something like that.
It was her elbow and she's fine.
She's like, she doesn't work hard enough. I'm like, what?
No, I said that she's willing to put on boots and she can take the training. I was like, it's what they did to us when we broke in. And she's like, well, it ain't like that no more. And I'm like, well, maybe that's the problem. You know, people ain't paying their dues.
I think that is the problem, just overall. It's like, people just want things, it's like, now. It's like, no, you have to, you know, deliver mail first.
On the independence, it's hard because anybody's girlfriend, literally anybody's girlfriend, can walk in and be like, I'm a wrestler. And then you've got people who've been in, you know, wrestling forever and trained and paid their dues that are getting hurt
right.
by people who are not broken in properly and gone through the training. So I think that's like Jessie Jones's whole like thing.
Yeah. What's the biggest injury you sustained that you had the power through in a match?
A concussion.
Like, wow.
Yeah, it was actually pretty bad. It was December of last year I got a concussion.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, I was out. I couldn't work my regular job. Like, I had to, I had to wait like 4 hours at the, because we carpool, so I couldn't even like drive home, and I had like, I had set like 30 alarms on my phone for like every 15 minutes, so I didn't go to sleep. I couldn't walk for like 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was supposed to get the belt at a certain company, and like they had to like work around it. I had to take off 6 weeks. Like, I couldn't work out in the gym. It took like 3 weeks before I could get in the gym, because like anything, like I would get dizzy spells and like really nauseous. Like, that was scary. Like, I finished the match, but I don't even know. Like, and people were like, you were there. They was like, but it was like you were on autopilot.
Right.
Like, something that like people know when I'm in the ring, like I'm like really charismatic and there's like character and stuff. And they was like, you was just like blank.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that was pretty difficult.
Yeah, that happened to, oh my gosh, WWE when Brie Bella kicked Chick in the face.
Oh, Liv Morgan?
Yeah, and she was, for a moment, you're like, people who knew something was wrong, but she still carried on through the match until they essentially dragged her out of the ring.
Right.
It was just like, and then I was talking to Taya, and they say you go into like, you know, autopilot.
Yeah.
Where your body's just so used to it that you're like, there, you're in that concussion, but you're still functioning because you can't quit in the moment of a match, which is badass. So many levels.
Tough as nails.
So now, as far as, you said, as far as promotions, WWE, or like you said that you don't want to do, or you're just...
No, not no more. Like, I don't want that schedule. Like, you know, like, they're, like... Props to all the girls in like WWE and NXT and stuff like that, because they're on the road like 5 days a week, you know, and then they've got training and stuff like
all
that.
Year
and I'm like,
round.
I did that. Mm-hmm. I did that for like 5 years. I was on the road like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I put 100,000 miles on my car a year. I bought a new car every 2 years, and like, because I don't like airplanes, so I drove everywhere. You know what I mean? So I don't want that schedule. I just don't. At all.
So you don't like airplanes, do you? So no overseas? Like,
no, I literally have turned down Japan, I've turned down England, I've turned down Nigeria. Like, I've turned down a lot of stuff because I either did not want to get on the plane, or I like, or some of them I was like, man, this is really big, I probably should do this, it'd be real good for my career. Will you book Mickey Knuckles or like, or somebody else to go with me, because I don't want to go by myself.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
Like small town, little, like,
right.
I saw taking and I ain't going. I always say that.
That is not a tourism board.
I'm kidding, but I ain't kidding. Like,
right.
I just ain't got no desire.
Yeah, I feel that way with travel. It's like, if I don't know somebody who can, one, pay ransom, or two, if it's in the country that, like, I know somebody who knows somebody that could just call just in case, then I'm not as eager to go. I feel the same way. Because you never know. And I know people who'll just travel.
On a whim. You know what? Anywhere in the United States, I'll go.
What in Mexico? Yeah. Have you been to Mexico?
I ain't been to Mexico because they ain't offered me enough money to go.
Oh.
You have a drive there, I can imagine.
No, I ain't driven up, across there, because I had, like, some friends that literally told me, they're like, you can't go there by yourself. It's not safe.
Certain parts, yeah.
Like, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm cool. I'll just hang out here in Kentucky and go fishing or something.
So I heard, like, conventional wisdom, like, after you perform, that you want to get as flat as possible and make sure you have time for the muscles to recover. I can imagine going from city to city in your car, it'll take a toll.
Oh,
I mean, how do you do that muscle management while driving hours and upon hours into the night?
It's gotten a lot harder with age, which is why I don't wrestle as many shows as I could. I still, like, I'm pretty busy, like, 3 days a week usually doing shows, but stopping at, like, rest areas. Like, you should see the looks that I get sometimes, because I'm literally like out going through sports stretches and like rest areas on the highway. But it's hard. Like, the pops would always say, he's like, the car ride's just as hard or harder on you than wrestling. Like, I'm always like really avidly like stretching before my match, stretching after my match, like stretching and stops on the car, you know, from the drive, and then before I go to sleep, stretching, waking up and stretching. But like, that just comes from being an athlete my whole life, and then drilling it into you, you know, stretching is important and increase the longevity of your joints, so
right.
Do it.
Yeah, that driving the car is, I think I saw something on WWE or somebody was talking about it, which is like, it just, you're just in this one position for hours to get to a location, and you get to a location, sometimes they don't have the food that you need, and it's definitely a grind, so definitely respect to people who do it, but yeah, never did it now. Yeah, I don't want to. So, now, as far as AEW, what about AEW? Anything with that?
You know, I see that they've got an insanely talented roster. My friend Nyla Rose is on there, and I love her to death. and they're doing really big things, and I just wish them the best. I'm cool. If they call me, I'll probably come check it out. I don't know.
You have, like, a very, like, just cool person. I was like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Like,
I'm here.
You know where to find me.
Yeah. Just give me your microphone in a minute, and I'll make everybody mad.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's what I was saying. It's like your promos. I've seen some of them on YouTube as well for different things. It's just, like, they're so believable. And now do you just, like, take a gauge of the crowd? You know, like, almost like stand-up comics. They're like, okay, I see what's happening here. And then you just go with it? Or do you do research? Or how do you...
I don't do any research. Maybe I ought to. Maybe I could be better. I don't know. Like, usually, you know, it's really easy if they, like, if I know the storyline, what everything's doing, and where we're going and stuff like that, I just talk, you know, from... Because I'm a huge wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, what would make me mad? You know, and I like, and I also like, I watch the best people in the business cut promos. Like, mm-hmm. I love Piper's Pit, and you know, and like, and I don't know if you've listened to a lot of Tracy Smothers promos, but like, I had the like honor and privilege of being in the car with him for years and doing shows upon shows, and like, so I know what to do, what to say.
Yeah.
And, like, if I've got a storyline, like, give me a microphone.
Yeah, you pick up those.
That's awesome.
From people who like talk, you pick up those like those little idiosyncrasies that make you that much better than anybody else.
Sure. Do you have a favorite mass stipulation? Do you have, like, a match type you're just like, yeah, that's my jam?
You know, I love tag matches.
Okay.
I literally love old-school tag matches. It's probably because I was trained by a bunch of tag team wrestlers, but, you know, I love them. They're so much fun when done correctly.
Stress.
When done correctly.
Yeah. Now, I know Selena kind of did the whole retirement thing. I'm not sure, because I didn't get to watch the last season of WOW. She made an entrance back into the ring. But are you hoping that will happen?
That she comes back into the ring?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Just because, like, so many of the superheroes could benefit so much from having the privilege and honor of working with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, she has so much on her plate as the head trainer that, yeah, like, it's just really hard on her to like try to manage everything that, right, she has going on. I mean, she's a superhero.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be so, like, just let me know, because I obviously you're the wrestler. Say if she comes with, you know, she tag teams with you and then two other well-trained wrestlers, would it be that much work, or is it still the requirement regardless if they're well-trained or not?
No, that would probably be easier and take, mm-hmm, a lot off her plate, because, you know, you wouldn't have to think or prep or, like, do anything. Like, we can just walk out.
Right.
We can just look like the music plays, we just walk out and then, yeah, do a match.
And then you just know what's happening versus, like, you know, eye contact or the little nudges and stuff like that. Okay. I want to see that happen, because I think that would be awesome, especially with the new cycle, I guess you could say, as well, as far as, you know, them bringing it back. Now, is there anything that you want to see in WOW? Yeah, either with yourself included or not, that you want people to see?
What do I want to see? Man, they're doing everything that I want, that I love about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I want the world to see. Like, people who ain't tuned in, who don't know, they need to watch.
Yeah.
Like, because I want to see it explode, because there is so much talent, so much hard work, and so much amazing women's wrestling and storylines and stuff. Like, I want it to blow up.
Yeah.
Whether I'm a part of it or not, like, it's awesome. Like, I've watched it every time that it came on. I went back and watched it while it was on YouTube. Like, this is great. Like, all the matches. Not just mine, like,
yeah,
you know, just as a fan, like, this is awesome. Oh, you know, like, enjoying it.
The storylines are absolutely, like,
love them.
Crazy. It's just one of those things where it's just like everybody has a storyline with other promotions, like, sometimes people don't, and that's what I love about WOW. Like, each individual has a storyline and it makes sense, and you can actually go from the people who were on WOW before this, mm-hmm, new reincarnation, you can actually go back and see those storylines, you know, progress. So that's really, you know, shout out to David McClain for that.
Yeah, it's smart though. That's why people, like, are getting so into it, because, like, they can follow the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so great about it. Not everybody does that. They're like, oh, this person versus this person, because me. Why not?
Why not?
And WOW, it's like, because this person jumped this person, or this person caused this person the belt, or this person interfered in here. And, like, and the fans are like, they want to see,
yeah,
the person get their comeuppance, you know?
Yeah. There's a life to it.
And there's a huge diverse number of styles, too. It isn't a promotional style. It's kind of like everyone's welcome. They will find a place for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question as far as, like, beyond the person who decides to become a wrestler. Like, say they're a year or 2 years in the game. What kind of mistakes do young workers make when they're thinking they know more than they do, that sophomoric stage?
What do they make? Well, they don't watch wrestling. So, like, sometimes they just want to, like, be in the spotlight. And then, like, if you don't watch wrestling and you don't understand wrestling, like, you're not going to be a very good wrestler. And then they're not always very respectful of the people who have been doing it for a very long time. So, like, sometimes you're going to be okay because you're going to run into some people who are, like, nice, and they'll just be like, yeah, it's hard, I'm still going to work with this kid. And then you're going to run into, like, veterans who, like, demand a little bit more respect, and they're going to beat it into the kid. so that, I'd say that's probably, like, the biggest mistake they make is, like, not shutting up and listening.
Fair.
Now, is there any wrestlers across all promotions and indie scene that you haven't had a match with that you'd like to have a match with, male or female?
Male or female? There's tons. I'd love to have the opportunity to work with Sarah Del Rey. I almost did, like, before she had gone up to WWE, and then the show got canceled, or, like, Beth Phoenix or Natalya. Lots of the girls that are actually in WWE and NXT right now. Mm-hmm. There's so many. You know, I can't just pick a couple because I'm like, oh man, if I could wrestle with this person, then we could do this and this and this and this, and then if I could do this person, and, oh my god, what if it was like here in the South, or what if it was up here in New York, or da da da. You know, my head goes through like all the situations of how great it could be and stuff like that. But I'm usually always the bad guy in my head.
You're always the bad guy.
I'm always the bad guy.
That's going on through life.
What one match have you had throughout your whole career when you look back, you're like, this is awesome?
You know, I'm always going to say there was so many with Mickey Knuckles that, like, were, like, people just watched that and they thought that I was way more advanced than what I was. It's just, she was just so good. She made me look like that. But in 2011, I got a call from Covey Pro to come, and they was like, would you be willing to come and wrestle Mickey James? And I'm like,
I saw that.
Yeah. And she was so nice, and it was a crazy show. From, like, someone broke into our locker room while we were signing autographs and doing a thing during intermission. They stole our purse, and, like, they had to hold up the show and, like, lock all the doors, and, like, it was all crazy, and we still had, like, this amazing match, and it was so much fun.
You ended up finding the purse?
Yeah, no, they found the purse, and, like, when I say they held the show hostage, I mean, they locked the doors. It was in an armory, like, soldiers were locking the doors.
Yeah, that's a dumb move, guys. Dumb move.
They got her purse, they got all her stuff, because they stole her wallet, and she had flown in, you know? Like, she can't get on a flight and go home if she don't get her stuff back, and that's just crazy noise, because she's the nicest person ever. Like, I don't know if you've, like, met her or got to talk
to her.
She
seems nice.
She's so sweet.
Why would anyone steal from fighters? Why? They punch for a living.
Yeah, but, like, no, it was so amazing, because it was, like, this huge, like, I can't believe that I'm not only getting to meet Mickey James, but I'm getting to wrestle Mickey James for the Cubby Pro, like, women's title, like, and she's so nice. Like, she was, oh my god, it was awesome.
Was there a moment in the match where you're just like, two things. Was there a moment in the match where you're just like, this is happening? And then the moment in the match where it's just like, this is like, you know, you either did a move or Mickey did a move where you're just like, this is the highlight of my career.
It wasn't even a move. We did this spot where, because we start off with, like, doing the, like, Memphis slap spot, like, boo me, cheer her, whatever, like that. And then she did this. She was like, oh, let's do the Sherry Martel spot. She, like, drop kicks me out of the ring while I pretended to look for her because I can't find her. And the whole crowd just went berserk. And I was like, yes, this is awesome.
Yeah, you tend to have this really great knack for evoking emotion from crowds, where I think I heard an interview where they essentially, the security had to walk you out because they're either throwing stuff at you or they're like confronting you.
Oh, girl, you have no idea. I've had to call the cops. I've had the cops called on me and have had fans arrested.
You had cops called on you?
But, yeah, and, like, and the women that called the cops ended up getting arrested for falsifying a police report. It was awesome.
Wow. Why would they call the cops on you? What did you say?
I technically I didn't say anything. I don't even know if we have enough time to tell this story, but it was a Falls Count Anywhere match between Pops and this guy named, he was a juggalo, and it was a 304 in Huntington, West Virginia, and Mickey was brought in as a special enforcer because I had been interfering in the matches.
Right.
So we did a contract signing where Mickey can't touch me unless I touch, you know, Loco the Clown.
Right.
So Pops and them go and they're fighting outside the ring and everywhere all over the arena, and there's like 500 something people there, and like there's these women, and mind you, it's a television taping, okay? So I'm right in front of hard cam, and these women women are like, yeah, you ain't coming out here. And I'm like, I ain't stupid. There's 500 of y'all and one of me. And I was like, and technically it's almost like 700 of y'all.
Oh.
Like that. And this one woman, she comes and she spit on me, right? As soon as I said it. And I wiped my face and I was like, I dare you. And before I could say, do it again, her friend spit on me. So I just look over my shoulder, hawk up a big loogie, and spit back on both of them.
Fair.
Right? Fair. So they grab the guardrail and throw it up and charge me. So this time, Mickey's like diving through the ring to get in between us stop it. I backpedal because Pops has his flag wrapped around this big, like, log branch.
Right.
And I'm like getting the branch because Pops is like, you don't rack down or you don't run away from a fan. They want to fight, you better go over.
Right.
So I'm like standing here with this log, like, come on, I'll knock your dentures back to Kentucky, this, that, and the other. Mickey's trying to talk them down. So anyways, so the match ends and it was a loser loses their hair match, and Pops lost, right? But the rest of our group comes out and beats down Mickey and beats down Loco, and we shave Loco's hair anyways, and he had dreadlocks down to like his buttocks, and the fan's place goes nuts. They are so mad. And anyway, so I'm getting ready to leave and I'm trying to find the promoter so I can get my money and go, and they're like, he's talking to the cops. And I'm like, why? And they're like, you can't leave. And I'm like, so now I'm upset because I've got like a 5.5 hour drive home and I gotta wait for the cops, you know, to come and talk to me. So they come and they talk to these women and stuff like that, and they finally come back to me like an hour later.
Right.
And they're like, who's Jesse Bell Smothers? I'm like, that's me. And they're like, is that your real name? No, what's your real name? Here you go. All right. And they're like, well, ma'am, that Mrs. So-and-so and Mrs. So-and-so said that you walked over, spit on them, and kicked the guardrail at them, and this person, like, are all backing up. So I had three people, right. And they're like, and when you kicked that guardrail, you caught a kid, because apparently there's a little 4-year-old kid who got busted in the face by the guardrail. And they're like, do you mind telling us what happened? I'm like, I actually do mind, because I got a 5.5 hour drive home, but this is a television taping, and that happened on hard cam, so if you want to sit right here, you can see for yourself what happened. So the cops, they sit and they watch, and they're like, like,
this literally for hard cam.
Yeah. No kidding. So they're like, well, we can do one of two things. They're like, we can just let him go with a warning, this, that, and the other. And they're like, or we can take him to jail for aggravated assault for spitting on you and falsifying a police report and endangerment of a child. And I was like, wasn't that what they was trying to do to me? Take him to jail.
Oh,
gangster.
So they did.
Yeah, because it went over. Yeah.
Wow.
All the way.
Now, did they... God, have you ever seen them after?
Or? Oh, yeah, I saw them, because I did, like, a monthly show there, like, on that television tape. It was so funny, because they made me, like, the good guy, like, 6 months later, and these women still, every time I come out, would lose their minds. They're like, bah! Would call me all kinds of profanities, and I just blow them a kiss every time and keep on going.
Well, boobies. See you next month.
Bad.
I mean, that must take a lot, dealing with fans like that. I mean, is there anything you do to help you get in the zone before a performance? Because you know, like, that's an extra layer of skin on top of what you have, dealing with someone trying and insult you or assault you or anything in between.
Man, like, only a few of them actually got their hands on me, and I feel bad for them. But no, literally, like, as long as they got, like, my ring music and I'm blaring my country and I'm just in the zone and stuff like that, I'm like, all right, let's do this. It's showtime. I'm ready. Like, I'll skip out there and just sing along to my music and I'm ready.
What's your playlist? I'm just curious.
I'll come out to She's Country by Jason Aldean if they're making me be the good
guy.
Like
Jason Aldean.
Yeah, he's
classic. Yeah, Honky Tonk Badonkadonk or Redneck Woman or She's a Hottie. Like something upbeat and country that just gets me excited.
Fantastic.
So we are going to hit rapid hot tags real quick.
Women's Wrestling Rapid Hot Tag.
So what it is we're going to ask you one question. You're going to say whatever the answer is, first answer that comes to your mind. So always early or always late?
Always early.
Last person you text?
Shannon.
If you were to listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh, probably anything by, it's so hard. Keith Urban.
If you ever have a superpower, what would it be?
To read people's minds.
Ooh, I like that one. Weekends or weekdays?
Weekends.
Costume parties or pool parties?
Costume parties.
Cubed ice or crushed ice?
Crushed.
If you can, have one candy for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Is gum candy?
I guess so.
Same aisle,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, we like that. Pictionary or charades?
Charades.
Hugs or kisses?
Depends on the person.
Dangerous question, the TK.
What is the one thing you love about yourself?
I don't know. But I guess...
You don't know! There's, like, I can list, like, five things.
I guess I think I'm a really good friend. Yeah. Like if any of my friends like they need anything, and there's not many. There's probably like seven, but they know that at the drop of a hat, no matter what I was doing, where I was at, if I was taping for a while or whatever it was, and they needed me, mm-hmm. I would drop absolutely anything and chance of losing everything to be there with them. So
nice, I like that. Celeb you would like to meet?
I'm not really into celebrities, but I'd like to meet Stone Cold, and I still count him as a wrestler. So.
He's awesome. He I was doing Xbox show and he came in and I was like, this is happening right now. Like yeah. he's the exact same person that you see on TV in person, but like same like you. Like it's like you'll see you on TV and the personality's like, I'm not, but super nice. He was the same version. It's like, this dude's really like cool. You would
love. I would love to make Stone Cold.
And if you were to have one meal, your last meal on Earth, what would it be?
Be steak. Boom. Medium rare. Steak and potatoes.
That's it.
What was that term you said? Golf balling a deer?
Golf balling a deer.
Would you do that with cows, too?
I don't know. I mean, I reckon you probably could.
Okay. You get the race track.
By the way, deer is delicious if you ain't had it. Oh, my God. Girl, oh, it's great. You need to get some summer sausage.
You've had deer before?
I have had deer before, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Where did you have deer?
It was in Florida. Yeah, Florida definitely has a deer and gator game on lock.
Yummy.
All right, well, I'll put that on the list.
I eat all critters. Don't care. All the critters, I don't care if they fly, if they crawl, if they run or swim, I'm going to eat them.
It was funny. I went to Kenya, and there was this one, I think it's this restaurant called Carnivore, and it's the same thing. They have all types of game, and they bring it in on swords, so they cut up they cook it and cut up the game, and like they literally put the sword on the table, and it's like pieces of that game, so whatever you think of. And I was just like, but the crazy thing was, there was cats. Like, all, like, stray cats all over, because they're waiting for you to drop the food.
Yeah.
Because it was just essentially, like, an open-air restaurant. It was...
That's better than a 5-star Yelp review. If the cats are showing up, then you know the food's good.
Cats are showing up, then you know you're in the right place. Cats are paying.
Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram, @wow_JessieJones, and then on... Twitter is the same thing, @wow_JessieJones. You can find me on Facebook as Jessie Bell. I think I've got a couple of Twitters and a couple of Instagrams, one for Jessie Bell, one for Jessie
Jones. Yeah, I saw that. It's like quite a few.
All of them. But I keep them, I don't let any of Jessie Bell's stuff go on Jessie Jones' page. I try to like keep them
separate.
They're different people.
Well, what is the difference between the two?
I think just that Jessie Bell is Tracy's mother's daughter. No, Jessie Jones is just a little bit more raw and politically incorrect, maybe. Yeah. She's a little bit meaner.
And then anything to look forward to? Like, where could people find you? Like, next matches or any promotions?
You can usually find me at Ohio Valley Wrestling on Wednesdays in Louisville, Kentucky. And then, you've got the next WOW television taping coming up in September.
17th and
18th.
Yes. It's a
big
deal.
Yeah. It's going to be
Get
awesome.
Get your tickets, folks. We reposted it on WPW, but go on WOW. Wowie, right?
Wowie.
Yeah, go on a Wowie and get your tickets. They are free, I believe. I think they are free. But it's minimal cost. Free or minimal cost. But definitely you don't want to miss it. I went to it last September. It was absolutely amazing. Now, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really, really appreciate it. Flobito, where can everybody find you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter @FloboBoys, on Instagram @Flobito, and Flobito.com.
And poll question. Who do you want to see Jessie go up against? Beth Phoenix, Sarah Del Rey, or Natalia? So we're going to post that on Twitter, and you guys can decide all of that. If you are not following us, you should be at WWE Weekly on Instagram and on Twitter. Also, if you're not following AfterBuzz, follow AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. iTunes, Spotify, definitely give us 5 stars or better. Leave those comments. We are reading them. If there's anybody else you want to see on WPW, hit us up on DM, or you can hit me up on DM @TKTrinidad. Other than that, thank you again for coming
on.
Thank you guys for making us the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Till next week, guys. Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.